Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks joined Fleetwood Mac as a couple in 1974 and almost immediately broke up. You can go your own way. But they remained bandmates, and all of that post-breakup anger and heartbreak went into some of the group's greatest songs and captured the fascination of fans for decades. In September, Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks are re-releasing their only album as a duo, 1973's Buckingham Nicks, and it's reminding NPR Music's Ann Powers of all the drama of the past half century. Ann joins us now. Welcome.
Let's talk through that drama, Aisha,
yes.
There's a lot of it.
Yeah, so Buckingham and Nicks are a royal couple in music, and there's always chatter about them, even though they broke up in 1976 while making the Fleetwood Mac classic Rumors. What is it about these two?
Well, the way I think about them, they're basically the male-female version of John Lennon and Paul McCartney. I mean, they weren't exactly a songwriting partnership. They wrote songs separately, but they worked on songs together. And it's really impossible to imagine one without the other in the prime Fleetwood Mac days, you know? Here are these two musical geniuses who reached new heights together, but also were constantly in conflict. And there's a gossipy fascination with that. All the drama, you know, their personal lives were a shambles. But I think there's also, you know, a legit interest in their creative connection and collaboration.
So when a lot of people think of them, they think of that 1997 video that went viral last year of Stevie and Lindsey staring at each other while she sings Silver Springs.
I mean, you can see it, right? Like,
yeah.
She is boring a hole through him with her eyes. She is, like, improvising. And he's not backing down, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot of drama.
Absolutely. But here's the thing. Like, the popularity of that clip, it shows how fans need that drama. They need to mythologize this relationship. I mean, when I watch it as a music critic, I see two people who are trying to harmonize together, you know, who are actually playing a song together on stage and need to look at each other. But that's not what we want. We want Stevie to just be eternally taking Lindsey down a notch and Lindsey eternally saying, no, you can't do that to me.
Is that really fair to them as people?
Well, can we talk about fairness, Aisha, when we talk about Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks? I mean, they wrote these songs, you know, on Rumors alone. There was Go Your Own Way that Lindsey wrote. There was Dreams, Stevie's classic.
Now here you go again, you say you want your freedom. Well, who am I to keep you down?
These are massive hits that really, you know, seem to expose their emotional lives. But this image and this reality of a man and woman as equals and fighting and sort of like playing out their power games within a band, that was really rare.
And people never lost interest, even though Stevie and Lindsey broke up nearly 50 years ago.
Yeah. Fleetwood Mac was totally a mess in the height of their fame. I mean, the other couple in the band, John and Christine McVie, were also breaking up. And there was just lots of bad behavior all around. And then life went on. They kept making music. Stevie and Lindsey, well, they seemed to tolerate each other, but they never really reconciled. I mean, the tensions kept exploding over the band's long life, and it's still kind of like the flame just, it's inextinguishable in some strange way.
And that's what made the relationship iconic.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it fueled a lot of fantasy, and it inspired other artists. I mean, do you remember that novel, Daisy Jones and the Six, that came out a few years ago?
Mm-hmm.
That was, you know, grounded in the Fleetwood Mac story. It also became a streaming series. And then, of course, there was the Broadway play, Stereophonic, which was so successful that, you know, imagined what it was like to be in the studio when a creative couple was fighting and, like, going crazy on each other. I think there needed to be a way for us to acknowledge as a culture that women were and are a creative force within rock music, and that their presence upset the boys' club.
Let's go back to the Buckingham Nicks album. What does it tell us about their relationship now?
Artistically, it tells us a lot. You can hear the unique harmonies that Stevie and Lizzy created that then just grow and become amplified in Fleetwood Mac with the addition of Christy McVie's voice. You could also hear Lindsay really working out his unique guitar finger-picking style. And then you also get, you know, a bit of Stevie's forceful vocals and her visionary way of writing lyrics, which later make her arguably the star of Fleetwood Mac. The first single, which we now have, the first single from this reissue, is Stevie's song, Crying in the Night. But she'll leave. It kind of sounds like a cross between where the Eagles were in the early 70s and where Fleetwood Mac would go a couple years later.
Do you think we'll see a tour behind this re-release?
Well, I mean, there's no indication yet, but I will say I did a little digging and I found some interviews from years ago when both Buckingham and Nicks expressed interest in playing this album through on stage. I would love it. I mean, I would fly for that.
Yeah, I mean, definitely.
But I just want to offer a quote from Stevie, Aisha, her final word on her relationship with her lifelong creative partner. Lindsay and I will always be dramatic. So, you know, the drama will never fade.
That's NPR Music's Ann Powers, and I'll follow you down till the sound of my voice will haunt you.
You can be my Silver Spring anytime, Aisha.